Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Real Estate Pros, the podcast for real estate business owners, salespeople, and property managers, where you'll get marketing ideas, inspiring interviews, actionable tips and strategies to help grow your business. I'm Josh Cobb. Well, I'm excited to introduce our guest today, Christina Guidotti, one of Australia's leading experts on belief, conviction, and commitment in the area of sales, leadership, productivity, achievement, and fulfillment. As an authentic, powerful, and inspiring speaker, author, mentor, and trusted advisor, Christina partners with individuals, businesses, and organizations to create life-changing and sustainable outcomes. Christina, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Josh. Thanks for having me.
Well, Christina, I've given our listeners just a little overview, but take a minute. Tell us a little bit more about you personally and give us an overview of your business.
Thanks, Josh. Well, thank you for the opportunity and thank you to one of my clients, Sandra Larkin from Real Estate Dynamics, that just a couple of weeks ago that introduced us. So extremely grateful for that opportunity and for the leverage to help others with your show. Appreciate
Absolutely.
It. Well, look, Josh, I guess I should start to say I've been in sales for 26 years and including starting off in retail as a customer service manager in Myer, and then moving into real estate for 12 years as in sales and in leadership, and then the last 4 years doing what I'm doing now as a thought leader in the role as a speaker, author, and a mentor. So I got to say I do love sales, and when I say that, I sort of start to analyze that a little bit and go, what do you love about sales, Christina? You know, what is it you really do love? And I guess that then has become the teachings for others that I help is how do you turn up and love sales? And I think it flips a little bit from becoming more of a sale to an invitation to buy you and buy your product and buy your service. So I guess it's a slight distinction between convincing others to actually just having conviction, you know, like turning up and people going, wow, this person really believes in what they're doing and what they're saying. So I guess after sort of being in sales and studying it, I guess not consciously but recently consciously for 26 years, I must say that I'm quite interested in helping others to see that it's all about solving others' problems that will get you the reward, and coming from a really authentic space doing that, kind of like a real salesperson, and seeing the massive sales growth come from that.
And you sold real estate yourself, Christina, didn't you?
Yeah.
Some people might not know that about you.
I did, yeah. We had an award-winning office in Brisbane, Arthur Conneys Real Estate, and my father's Arthur Conneys, been in the industry for 45 years. So I've kind of grown up with real estate. Everyone in Brisbane would know my father, Arthur Conneys, and an amazing man and very successful man. And you know, I got to a point in my career that my income was really high, and we had four mortgages at the time, and still do, and we're paying those off. So we're seeing a lot of sort of amazing stuff as far as wealth goes. Had a great team, and what was a little bit unique about us is we worked 5 days a week. So we worked hard days, long days, but we were obsessed with, and I was the leader of the team, we're obsessed with making sure that we had lots of holidays and also that we looked after ourselves and we were really what I call match fit, and you know, and also having our best relationships, and a lot of us were juggling so much with, you know, families and our business and also creating our own wealth. So It was a team where we went, okay, how can we, I guess, have it all, which is actually the title of my first book, Who Would Have Known Then? But it was about, you know, how do you turn up in real estate and not just have the high achievement and then have the fulfillment as well? And so, and that was really, we were quite unique. We had an abundance mentality. We didn't really look too much sideways at the competition. And that's one thing I teach now is you've got to be conscious of what's happening around you. But you know, even in the GFC, Josh, you know, when a lot of offices, I think realestate.com said 30% of offices closed, you know, it was great to see a lot of the successful offices actually gain some market share. And I think one of the really key factors was the ability to show some blue sky, you know, to ability to show up, to say, okay, I see what's happening now and it's tough. There's no denying that. but, you know, we got to get this done, and let us help you, and let's get you through this in the best way. So really still caring for others, but not bagging the opposition through the hard times, so that, you know, so it's sort of switching a little bit. So we had certain, I guess, culture and certain ethics that we would show up with, and that's something now that I go forth and teach all sorts of groups, every single franchise, McGrath, Ray White, LJ Hooker, First National, Harcourts, and anyone else I'm sorry I've forgotten to talk about, but all the different groups, the individuals that I help from those different franchise groups, the same principle applies right across all the different groups.
When was that light bulb or aha moment for you, Christina, when you decided, look, you know, I'd love to help more people? Because we did catch up last week before we recorded, before today we're recording this interview, and you did mention then that, look, there was a moment in time where you felt like, I want to help more people. When was that moment for you?
Look, it wasn't a really pretty sexy moment, I got to admit. And what actually happened with me is there was something going on in me that I was sort of hiding. And I don't know, you know, when you've got a truth that you're kind of numbing, and, you know, sometimes you can overwork, or you can overeat, or you can over anything. You can overdrink. I wasn't over drinking, but you can over something to numb some sort of pain. And I didn't realize at the time, but, you know, looking back now, I realized I had this kind of greater purpose, but I was in an office that was successful, and I was earning, you know, lots of money, as I said, and beautiful team, beautiful clients, you know, great life. And but actually I wasn't completely fulfilled. And what actually happened, because I ignored this, it was one particular day that I woke. It was about 4 years ago in 2011, and I actually couldn't get out of bed. And my nerves were absolutely shot, and I just started to cry, and this crazy thing went on for a couple of weeks. I actually called in sick to my team, and they said, "But you never have sick days. What's wrong?" And I said, "Look, I'm cool. Just going to have a bit of time off." It wasn't a burnout, because I was highly productive and exercising and not working too long hours. It wasn't like that. It was more of a greater calling, because I actually realized that I had a lot of people looking in and seeing what we were doing, and I had this greater purpose. But the fear that I had was that, you know, being so respectful to an amazing father in the industry, and knowing how much he would love me to carry on the legacy in his business, it meant that I had these three fears. You know, one was disappointing him, two was leaving the huge income to the unknown, you know, like going, well, you know, it's going to be scary out there starting my own business in sales and leadership as a mentor and as a speaker and as an author. And number three is like going, well, my God, does this mean I'm throwing everything away from the past? But obviously, you know, what happened then was I actually had the courage. I think, you know, I just think now that, you know, when you've got a decision to make and you've got to take a step forward, it is courage. You've got to face your fears. And so I resigned from the business as such. The family business, I guess you could say, created a lot of shock and a lot of disappointment for others. But I walked forward and just went, nah, you know what, that was in 2012. I made the decision to become a thought leader and to run my own thought leaders practice and create intellectual property for the real estate industry and for some other industries as well. And, you know, and that there was a huge bunch of challenges in that as well. As I said, it wasn't so pretty, because I had this big vision. I went, you know, I'm going to transform lives and become a speaker and an author and a mentor. And you know what? I was a C student in English. Like I was pretty crappy at English. And I'm thinking, Christina, you must be a little bit crazy. And, you know, and I, you know, although I'm a bit gregarious and I can get on stage, I am actually an introvert. So, you know, it takes a little bit to get up and speak, you know, but it's, you know, for the sake of wanting to get it across. Also, you mentioned the other day, there's a ladder on my website on the Thought Leaders page, which is like a revenue ladder. You commented on that.
Yeah, so, tell us a little bit about that.
Look, that's a ladder that we measure our success on, what we do, how we help clever people become commercially smart as a thought leader. So a thought leader is someone that is known for what they know. So someone in my position helping the real estate industry is that you need to get yourself positioned, as you do in real estate. You need to get yourself positioned, because it's one thing to know something, I guess, but it's everything to be known for what you know. So it's about creating messages to get them out there. So I had this big vision, and in thought leaders, we talk about getting to black belt. So success is blue belt, which is $480,000 income a year revenue, and then black belt is quite an audacious, you know, goal, and that's to get to $720,000 in revenue. And that, if you're going to get there, it normally take about 3 years. And that's a black belt status of 720,000. Now, I did that in 16 months, which was quite an incredible achievement because considering that I started from a zero base when I left real estate in 2012. And it was just from putting out these messages. I also had a crazy goal at that point when my income went back to zero to become a thought leader's partner and a thought leader's mentor, which is what I achieved in the last couple of years. But in the transition wasn't pretty. So, you know, I say to any of your listeners, if they've got a big decision on the plate and they're making that decision, and yes, you do have to have the courage to make that decision, is that, you know, it can be hard at the beginning and sometimes it can feel like you're in a real valley. Like we had no money. Like we had four mortgages and the banks would ring and I used to dodge the calls, you know, like this was only back in 2012. And I remember one particular time I had the school fees, you know, the kids are at private schools and thank God one's left and there's anyone left. Oh, did I say that out loud? I hope my daughter doesn't hear this. But, you know, there was the school fees were paid and there was reminder notices for the school fees. And my daughter said, Mom, can't you afford to send me to school anymore? And I said, no, darling, it's okay. Just, you know, for 6 months there was no money. And we managed to hold on to everything, but it was bloody hard because there was also people that I call non-believers, and I say that with love, and I write about non-believers, and we all have non-believers in our lives that said, you know, hey, you need to go back to real estate. And I said, but I am in real estate, but I'm just doing it a different way. And they said, no, your income was $300,000 to $500,000 every year in real estate. Look at the wealth that you've built up. You need to go back. And I said, no, but I'm not going back. I can't turn back. I did a crazy thing, Josh. It was people didn't understand at the time. I did a crazy thing. I changed my name from Conius to Guidotti, my husband's name. And we'd been together for 28 years at that point, 26 years at that point. And I decided that it's kind of like I had to cut the umbilical cord to the old life in that, and it wasn't cutting completely. It was like saying, no, Christina, you can't turn back. It's going to be hard. You have to keep moving forward. So I launched it as Christina Guidotti, which, you know, people are, well, how do you say that? How do you spell that? You know, like, and finally people are starting to find me now, you know, and so that was a challenge. It was a challenge. And I actually, you know, decided there was a couple of things and I wrote them down so I could remember to tell you listeners today. I do share this and I do put this as part of my teachings is that I just declared that my new path would have to have a few little mantras. And some of the mantras are things like this. Don't worry about what other people think. Don't avoid risk just in case you might fail. Don't blend in to the world around you. Don't sit quietly with your desires all bottled up. Don't make excuses and deferring your success. Don't just follow crowds. Walk your own path. And one of my favorites is don't look sideways comparing yourself with others. And sure enough, after 6 months of no bloody money and getting lots of rejection, I walked into lots of real estate offices in Brisbane and got lots of no's. I went and said, hey, we're a highly profitable office and hey, da da da. And they went, look, love your work, but we're okay. And I went, are you sure? You know, are you sure? And they said, yeah, no, we're good at the moment. Because you see, I wasn't positioned, right? So because there was some amazing, amazing people out there in the industry, people that you and I know, people that you interview that I'm in awe of that have had time in this industry. And, you know, they've got the credibility. Whereas I had the credibility in many areas as a mom and a wife and a business leader and a salesperson, all of that, and a successful office, but I wasn't known. And so it's harder at the beginning, isn't it? It's like in real estate when you're trying to get positioned, you know, you got to pedal hard. But after only 2 years of hard work and brilliant support, mind you, brilliant support of True Believers, which I'm very, very grateful for, you know, I managed to get to 720,000 income and I'm close to $1 million business now every year for what I do, which is pretty extraordinary for someone only been in it for some time. And I am a thought leader's mentor and a thought leader's partner. I get to show up helping other speakers, authors, mentors to capture, package and deliver their own intellectual property. But I got to tell you, going through all of that and just sharing that with you, the key thing for those that – and the thing that I learn, I guess, is that you got to – when you decide something, you just got to hold on to that belief and no matter what, You got to push through and you got to just keep going, because sometimes it takes a little bit of time to get the evidence. It's like when you go to a listing presentation, you know, you at the beginning you suck, right? You really suck. You know, like you walk up and so much for belief when you're walking up there, because, you know, I'm going to get this, and you pump the great song out before you get there in the car, so you're all in the zone, and, you know, and you get there and you lose it and you miss it and you lose the next one and you miss it, and it can really get you down. But if you keep and you don't, the only difference between those that succeed and those that don't is that those that succeed didn't give up, you know, and that's I think that's what I learned through that challenging time, was not to give up.
Well, someone you mentioned at the start of this show is Sandra Larkin, pardon me, Christina, and having spending time with Sandra, you can feel the impact that you've had on these women in real estate. Where I'm curious to know, what are some of the challenges that women are telling you that they're having in their real estate careers right now,
yeah,
today?
Look, it's interesting. I had a lovely coffee with an amazing supporter of what I do, Brendan Whipps, who's a CEO, the new CEO of Harcourts, Queensland. And, you know, he said to me, hey, do you help men as well? And I said, I absolutely do. I said, however, what happened just naturally is, I'll never forget, I'm very grateful to the first woman that hired me, that paid me a mentoring fee, and, you know, and it was Jenny Kavanagh from Patrick Dixon Real Estate, you know, and I was so grateful, and she believed at the beginning. She said, hey, Christina, you know, how the hell do you do it? How do you juggle it all? How do you do that? And she was just one woman that kind of reached out. So what happened is within Brisbane it started. Now I've got my office in Sydney, so I work particularly across two cities there and beyond, but my team and my office is in Sydney particularly. People from within these real estate offices start coming in and saying to me, look, you know, how do you do what you do? You know, and as a mom and a wife and business leader, and you exercise and you look fit and you seem happy and all that. And I said, well, you know, and that's as I started to create that intellectual property. But, you know, I've got to say to you, looking currently at most of the industry events, there are great speakers, but 90% of them are men. And where are the women? Where are the women that are on stage? And it's something that I'm starting to ask and starting to help, I guess, the events and the event organizers with. And I think the reason why we don't hear from women at events lies in really the understanding of the definition of success for women. You know, so what is the definition of success? And obviously, because I have that 12 years experience of a woman in real estate, and then now 15 years with helping women in real estate particularly, I do understand, and I can be a voice now for them and obviously help them. And I think that those who have had the financial success and the money you know, they realize that it is important and it does help with the life satisfaction, but money is no guarantee for success. Now, make no mistakes, I've had some interactions with some particular event organizers say, you know, some of the women they get on stage, they just want to talk about their holidays and all that sort of stuff. And I said, no, these women, they want to have it all. We're working with women. Anyone, real estate's not for the faint-hearted. No one should be in real estate unless they're serious and they're ambitious, unless they want to earn. See, my philosophy is if you're earning under $100,000 a quarter, so under $400,000 a year GCI, you should leave the industry. Now, because I think we're too soft as leaders. I think we need to help people get to it as a base. Now, make no mistakes, I've got women that are earning $800,000, $1 million, and over $1 million GCI. One of my clients, Melinda Bell from House Property Agents, just wrote a $412,000 quarter. So wow. These women are in no way soft. But I think what happens is the industry sometimes hear the women wanting to talk about what they want, because you see, women are working long hours, and some of them are working with mediocre results. Some of them are working long hours with extraordinary results. But a lot of us have challenges about not having enough personal time, not having enough time with the kids or their partner, or spending time with friends. Often when we finish, we've still got to do the washing, the chores, we've still got to pay bills, we've still got to pick up kids. Sometimes we even feel guilty or exhausted when we actually do find time to relax. So I guess what this is all about is hearing the women what they want, understanding that they do want it all. They're super ambitious. They want to make a mark for themselves, for their families, for the industry, but they want a life. And to most women, the definition of success is living life according to their values, and that's what I teach. I teach women to live a life according to their values. And according to Workplace Gender Equality Agency, the data for most countries worldwide show that women actually continue to earn less than men and are less likely to advance their careers as far as men. And women, it's quite sad actually, are more likely to spend their final years in poverty. And Sheryl Sandberg, who you might know, author of Lean In, an amazing speaker, she's extraordinary. She shares her concerns about women in the workplace, saying that we live in a world where some women still don't have civil rights, where women, you know, are not making it to the top of the profession anywhere, and women systematically underestimate their own ability. So When we're together, the culture of this tribe, I call it the Leading Women Tribe, and the events that we have with women, it's about hearing from other women. You know, this year on stage, we're very excited that we've got, you know, some of these really high-earning women, but women that really want to have it all. And when I say have it all, they want to have their best health, wealth, and relationships. So, you know, I guess it's about declaring your ambition and not playing it safe, and daring to go for the big dollars and to have it all as well, and then celebrating the success. And I guess that, you know, we want to hear from more women on stage, successful women, and they're out there, but they're just not being asked to speak. And that's something that I'm quite passionate about, and I want to help the industry to see who these women are and help to get to have them a voice. At the moment, it seems like my event is the one that is showcasing these women, but we want to make sure that we have an opportunity to share this, you know, on more stages, because at the moment, seriously, there's 90% male speakers and only about 10% women. So, you know, I think that is the future. We need to hear from more women.
Well, I'd love to turn the spotlight on to moments of your career, Christina, that have made you who you are today. And you mentioned a little bit before about that moment where you couldn't get out of bed. It was it was that sort of moment, the light bulb or the aha moment for you. But take us to the other end of the spectrum. Can you tell us a story that sticks out in your mind of a moment where you felt like the formula that you had created was the right way about, you know, to growing a business? And again, take us there with you, like you did with that moment in time. Tell us a story, a really specific story. What happened at the time, and how did it make you feel?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I think, oh my gosh, I'm full of stories. So thank you for asking. I'm never short for a bloody story. There's a problem with being a thought leader. You're full of it, full of stories. I've always been inspired by, you might have heard of Brian Tracy, who's the author of 50 plus books, guru speaker in the US, you know, and I've read all of his books and, you know, like, he was just one of my idols, just a guru. And I've read all his books, and I remember, you know, reading a book called Eat That Frog. I don't know if any of you listeners have it. It's a book on productivity when I was in real estate. Yeah. Great book. Yeah, just a little basic book, and had all the tips there. And when I was in real estate, that was a really life-changing book for me. And as I lay in bed in this new life thinking, bloody hell, Christina, seriously, you know, have you really got what it takes? I remember going back, and in that book he talked about that you've got to think everything you do today, you know, your short-term thinking is going to help the big vision going forward. And you know what? While I was lying there feeling a little bit sorry for myself at that time, going, come on, Christina, you can do this, I decided that I was going to write Brian Tracy an email. And I decided that I was going to ask him to read the manuscript of How to Have It All, which is all about how to deliver on the promises to yourself. Like How to Have It All is all about five key success steps of taking responsibility, finding clarity, making the right choices, driving productivity, and finding purpose. So what I'm all about, and what my journey's been about, and what I teach others. And I thought, you know, and I started writing this email, and you know what? Even as I was writing the email, I was saying to myself, Christina, you are really funny. You know, really, who do you think you are? But, you know, I went from a place of authenticity like I always do, and just went, hey, you know what, this is me. You know, I'm a mom and a wife. I've been in real estate. I've had a successful career. I'm not really known, but, you know, I got these ideas, and I really think that these ideas could revolutionize the industry in real estate, the industry for women in business, the industry for sales, any sales, you know, businesses. And I reckon this is good stuff. But, you know, I'd be absolutely humbled if you could take some time to read it, you know, all of that sort of stuff. So I did it, and I just basically just sent, pressed send and took a deep breath. And I went and told people. I even told some of what I call true believers that actually laughed at me and said, "Oh, Christina, well, good on you, but hey, you know, I really wouldn't hold your breath on that because, you know, he's right up there." And I got to tell you, you could have heard the screams from my bedroom the morning that I woke up and looked at my iPhone and saw this email from Brian Tracy's PA or assistant that said, you know, "Thank you for your email. Please send your manuscript." And I went, "What?" Because I sent the email saying, and I just went, "No way, no way." I was just screaming like the kids are waking up. "I can't believe it. I can't." By the way, I wake up at 5 o'clock. So that was a 5 o'clock screaming the house down. And you know, I was so excited. And I still didn't necessarily, you know, believe I would necessarily get the endorsement. But I asked him in that email, "Would you please endorse the front cover of How to Have It All?" Because, you know, having a higher authority, you know that in real estate, right? You know, if you can talk about a higher authority, which in most cases is your sellers, the people that you've looked after, they're a higher authority. Instead of saying how good you are, it's about getting other people to share their success as a result of you. So I asked him, and then another week passed in which I was still holding my breath and still a lot of people saying, "Hey, you know, don't hold your breath." and sure enough, I got the endorsement. And you know what? That sort of thing just keeps on reminding me and I share it with others to say, "Hey, listen, dare to dream big. You know, dare to be a little bit crazy." And I actually think, Josh, that if you have an idea that's a little bit out there, like, you know what, I'm going to write $1 million. I'm going to do $1 million GCI next year. Or I'm a principal of an office and you know what? I'm going for 100,000 net profit per salesperson. Because by the way, when you say that as a leader, you're only as successful as your people. So obviously it means that you're leading great people. You know, I'm going as a property manager, I'm going to make sure I give awesome service and I'm going to increase my new managements by X amount over the next 12 months, you know, whatever it is you dare to dream. Or I'm going to go on a holiday of a lifetime next year. You know what? I'm going to earn enough money to actually put away, you know, $20,000 and go do a holiday of a lifetime in Europe or whatever it is. You know, and I guess that, you know, what I love to help people with is, what do you want? What are you going for? What really excites you? And then normally that's where people kind of go, yeah, that's it. And that's why I'm a bit of the anti-goal girl, Josh. So goals are fine to a degree, but most people fail on goals. And when you fail on a goal, you start to give up, you get disappointed. Think about a diet. Think about New Year's resolutions. Think about, you know, the dollars that you're going for. It's when we start writing what I call value-based directions, which are what you want in line with your values. You're more inclined, if I use a metaphor, dance. If you're more inclined to keep dancing than to giving up. So that if the venue changes, you keep dancing. If your partner changes, you keep dancing. If the audience changes, you keep dancing. And also it's okay to dance on your own. So it's kind of about keep dancing no matter what goes on.
No, I love that. Thanks so much for sharing that story, Christina. I'm a big fan of, pardon me, Brian Tracy, as I'm sure a lot of our listeners are. So, look, that's just a fantastic story, I think, and something that I'm quite passionate about. We have many, many strategy sessions with real estate businesses if they're looking at rebranding or some sort of marketing strategy, and we go through that. I mean, you mentioned Simon Sinek in our conversation last week, and, you know, you'd be familiar with the golden circle philosophy or the power of why. And I think you said it there, said it best, is, you know, understanding your why is the most powerful thing in business today, don't you think?
Look, it really is. And there's a couple of questionnaires, I think, that when we sit down with a principal or a team or an individual, is that the first, I've got a list of 10 questions that I'll ask. So it's about doing an analysis. So, you know, with absolute respect to industry training, there's a lot of training that it's on the niche of real estate, which is fantastic and it's important. And, you know, it's about marketing. It's about the best auction result. It's about how to price a property. It's about, you know, your ideal week. There's so many great teachings and essential learnings. However, the first question that we need to ask is your why and your what aligned? So the why, then people often say, you know, what do you mean by the why? And the why is when you get really connected to what you value. Now that takes a bit of work. And I actually strongly believe that what's what can turn this industry around. And when I say the industry, I mean the results of salespeople. And when I say the results of salespeople, I mean their ability to be really fulfilled in real estate, not just to have the high achievement, but the achievement and the fulfillment, is that when we actually go a little bit deeper. So, and when I say deeper, I mean actually start to ask these sort of really deep questions around, you know, how you're going around the fulfillment piece. I do a sustained or drained survey with individuals, and basically it's asking you, where are you with your health at the moment? Because you can bet your bottom dollar that those that aren't looking after their health are not going to have the stamina. They're not going to have the sustainability. They're not going to be able to do the long days. They're not going to be able to weather the storm with the peaks and valleys that is in real estate, you know, the roller coaster of a contract falling over. So, you know, being healthy, being match fit is as much about your physical being, because there's a lot of overweight real estate agents that that still get the good dollars, but it's about how's your mental state. I mean, sadly, by 2020, the World Health Organization reports that the number one cause of disability and disease in the Western world is going to be mental illness. Now, let's not take that lightly. Real estate's one of the most stressful industries if you let it. And, you know, and let's look at the results. As I said, most agents are earning under $60,000. It's not an easy industry to be in and only earning that amount of money. So we've got to make sure that we're caring about individuals' mental health. And I think it's going and addressing these areas like their health, their family, their relationships, their passive income, their network worth for the future, their holidays, their recreation, their fun, and yes, as well as exactly what they do with work, because then we've got to go into, you know, all the normal stuff at work, like the 10 things that I'm passionate about, that I help people with as far as the niche of real estate are, you know, as I said, aligning your what and your why, being obsessed with your numbers. There's a big clue when you're talking to a real estate salesperson, a property manager, a principal, when they don't know exactly where they're at any point in the career, in the month, in the quarter, in the year. So we've got to be absolutely obsessed with all of our numbers, our ratios. Number three is following a weekly plan. And I say follow, not just having a weekly plan. And that's where my weekly accountability with clients comes in, because you need to have people checking in. Number four is dedicated and disciplined prospecting. So it's about knowing the best time of day to do that and turning up with so much energy and conviction that and as I say, resistance is almost futile when you're on the other end of the phone. Number five, as far as the niche in real estate, is effective buyer and seller follow-up. And number six is an awesome listing presentation. I'm talking about a listing presentation that really rocks, that gets more yeses. Number seven is you know, marketing you and the property. So it's not just about the property, obviously it's you. Number eight is vendor communication. Number eight is match fitness. And number nine is great support. And number 10 is the old idea of belief, which is making sure that no matter what, you continue walking forward with belief. So, you know, I guess what I'm saying, Josh, is yes, I reckon it's about 70% of it is about the niche of real estate, which is the list that I rattled off, but 30% of it is not getting looked at, and it's about going deeper into the mindset of the individual and going into their values and then helping them with the productivity. Because I've got to tell you, productivity is one of the areas that, you know, if we don't know how to be productive during our weeks in real estate, we're just gonna keep on failing on the big goal.
No doubt. Well, Christina, can you take us to today? Can you tell us about what you're working on right now that's getting you excited?
Absolutely. I'm writing my third book, which is called Sell It Like You Mean It. And look, I guess I could have written this book as my first book. My first book was How to Have It All. Second book, True Believers. Third book, Sell It Like You Mean It, because this is the book that I've been dying to write. But I'm really grateful that, you know, that I've had the last couple of years learning even more about, you know, real estate and sales for real estate. So to add in, and basically it's about this whole idea of conviction selling, because, you know, a lot of us know how to do the technique selling, the relationship selling, the diagnostic selling, but it's the conviction selling that's where it's at. So, yeah, just looking forward, Josh, to creating more intellectual property so that, you know, when we turn up together as in the industry that, you know, I can impart that knowledge and those tips and tools to help, you know, to help the industry to do a lot better.
And I understand that you have an event for women in real estate that's coming up soon, Christina. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Well, thank you. Look, it was back 4 years ago, I had this idea to have an event just for women, and it was when I first started. And God bless Chris Hanley from First National Byron Bay. His team, you know, Helen Huntley Barrett, Sharon McGuinness, Tara Takula, Sue Reynolds, you know, some of the directors now, came along to Palazzo Versace. It was just 10 of us, and we did I did a workshop and taught them some stuff that I knew. And 12 months later, it grew to 34 women, which I was really, really, really grateful for. The word got around. Last year, 2014, the event had 170 women, which, wow, I was just so proud. It was just so exciting. We had women that came in from Sydney, Melbourne, the whole lot. And this year, it's called the CG, which is my initial, Christina Guidotti, the CG Leading Women in Real Estate annual event. This year we're looking at 250 to 300 women. It's a beautiful event. It's on the 23rd of October at the Palazzo Versace. It is unique. This year we're hearing from Christine McKay from Harcourt Solutions, who's had another titanium quarter, which is an over $200,000 quarter. Helen Denny, who's very proud that she's had massive growth over the last 12 months with another platinum quarter. She's from Harcourts North Lakes. Melita Bell, extraordinary agent who's $1 million-plus earner, who just had a $412,000 quarter. She's a single mom, has a beautiful son, takes great holidays. So we're going to hear from these women. I've got Tanya Montgomery coming from McGrath Estate Agents, who's in the top 12% nationally, and Tracy Charles from All Property Goods. Look, there's a bunch of women we could have on stage, but essentially it's all of my intellectual property unpacked on the day, so that you learn all of the tips and tools that I've talked about throughout all of my books. But we will also hear from these amazing women. We're also going to pay a special tribute to the amazing Jackie Grimshaw, who passed away a couple of weeks ago, that rocked the whole industry. She was the top female agent for First National. I was just talking to Ray Ellis a couple of days ago and sharing our love, and he was sharing his support for that. I want to also, though, thank some of the amazing leaders like Chris Hanley that are sending 13 beautiful clients, his beautiful, my clients, his salespeople along to the event that are right behind it. Also Brennan Whips from Harcourts that are sending people along. The support from Samantha McLean from Elite Magazine that has always promoted and supported the CG Leading Women in Real Estate event. Sandra Larkin from Real Estate Dynamics. And just recently, Matt LaHood from McGrath, who's sending some people. So, you know, I've got to tell you, I sit here right now overwhelmed with the support that we're getting for women in real estate and for this event. So there's still tickets to be sold, I've got to tell you. I've got tickets to sell. If anyone wants to come along, please come along. I assure you it's going to be an amazing day. I've kept the ticket price the same price, $490, for the last 4 years, and it's a beautiful day. It's 6-star all the way. There'll be photos on the red carpet. You'll laugh. I may even make you cry a little bit. We're going to be inspired. You will leave with a massive shift in motivation. You'll have a whole pages and pages of notes of action steps. And look, what I'd love to do too, Josh, is anyone that does jump on board for the 23rd of October and books either online, on my website, www.christinaguidotti is GUIDOTTI.com, or that, you know, emails me at christina@christinaguidotti.com.au. Happy to gift a copy of my two first books, just to get the learning started. And look, from that day, I also talk about my mentoring programs for the next 12 months. I normally sell my mentoring programs and sell out on that particular day as well. So, yeah, love to help more people, absolutely.
That's fantastic. Thanks so much for that, Christina.
Thank you.
Thanks for your input so far. We're about to hit the fast five, where I'll ask you five quick questions and get you to come back with five quick answers. But before we do, we're going to hear our fast fact of the week. This week's Fast Fact comes from the Perceptions of Real Estate Agents Report 2015, conducted by CoreLogic, where they surveyed homeowners from around Australia who have sold their property in recent years about their experience with their agent. The report found that 45% of respondents rated female agents as excellent when it came to providing regular feedback, compared to just 31% for male agents. Female agents also perform better in the categories of following up leads, handling open for inspections, and negotiation skills. Do you think gender has an impact on listing and selling property? Or is it just that certain vendors prefer certain skills? I'm keen to hear your thoughts. Drop me a line via our website, Facebook, or Twitter. Well, Christina, we've reached one of my favourite parts of the show where I'll ask you five quick questions and get you to come back with five quick answers. Are you ready?
Ready.
Name one person who has been an inspiration to you throughout your career and why.
Matt Church, the founder of Thought Leaders, for his inspiration teachings for all thought leaders.
What is your favourite thing in the world to do when you're not at the office?
Look, having girlfriends over at my house, eating yummy food, drinking lots of vodka punch, dancing to really daggy 80s music and laughing till our tummies hurt.
What is your favourite business book that you've ever read and why?
Look, Peaks and Valleys by Spencer Johnson by far. I love it. He says, between every peak there is a valley.
What is your favourite technology or online resource that you use daily to help run a better business?
Oh, Text Expander, where there's no more creating new emails, create once and use often.
Can you help us understand what that looks like, Christina? I'm curious. I've never heard of it.
So, you know, when you type an email and, you know, and then the next week you find yourself typing a similar email, the next week you find yourself typing a similar email. In the olden days, we'd probably have some sort of Word doc and we'd copy and paste the similar email. But, you know, this is a particular app where you basically just type in a word. It might be, for instance, we've got a huge, beautiful email with all the details of the CG Leading Women event. But if we just type one word, CG Leading, it'll populate the whole email with all of the information, then you've just got to fill in some of the blanks. So, wow. Yeah, it's really, really cool.
Wow, I love that. We'll have to put that in the show notes for everyone to go and download.
Yeah.
Well, Christina, it's often said the success of a real estate business is measured by how many properties they sell or how many properties they manage. If you had to choose one thing that prevents people in real estate from achieving success, what would it be and what would your advice be to overcome it?
Look, it's definitely mindset. Josh, top agents possess three superpowers of mindset, and they are of belief, conviction, and commitment. You know, top agents, they decide what they want and they believe it's actually possible. And then they walk forward with trust, which opens up so many opportunities. It makes you quite attractive when you walk forward with trust. Then this belief is what gives their conviction stamina. And as they do this, they start to see all this evidence of success showing up, more listings, more sales. Then you start to have that staying power, and then that creates this amazing discipline that then repeated becomes commitment, you know, and time in. So I think it's definitely sustainable success in real estate is about having the right mindset, looking after your mindset.
Well, Christina, I have one last question for you to leave our listeners with some motivation for the week ahead. What's your favourite success quote and how do you think people in real estate can relate to it?
I'm going to use one of mine. It's from True Believers. Is True Believers know that life is like a marathon. In sprints, it's about who crosses the finish line first. But in marathons, it's about finishing. True Believers may or may not cross a finish line first, but they finish marathons.
I love that. Well, listeners, you can find all of the resources that Christina has shared with us today, along with a link to her event and all of the show notes by visiting our website at steps.com.au/podcasts. Well, Christina, on behalf of our listeners, I'd really like to thank you for your time, knowledge and advice today. I know that people will resonate with the content you've shared. How can everyone get in touch with you or find out more about your business?
Look, please do connect across all social media, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram. Go to my website, www.christinaguidotti.com, or send me an email, christina@christinaguidotti.com.au. Look, love to help you in any way that I can. And Josh, to you, my friend, it's been awesome meeting you over the last couple of weeks, getting to know you, and I really do honour you for what you're doing. You've got a huge reach. I think you're about 37,000 listeners. Is that right at the moment?
Yeah, that's right, Christina. Thanks. Yeah.
But But it's, for me, I'm very humble because, you know, for this opportunity is just extraordinary to be able to share, you know, what I'm passionate about. And I've listened to what you've done with many of the other, as you call, real estate pros. And I'm, since I've been listening, learning a lot from others as well. So, you know, I just want to put it back to you and say thank you. Huge gratitude to you and to others in the industry that are starting to support, you know, the work that we're doing, trying to help both men and women have sustainable success. So, yeah, thanks. Thanks very much.
That's very nice of you. Thank you so much, Christina. It's been a real pleasure.
Thanks, Josh. All the best. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Real Estate Pros. If you like this episode, please subscribe and you'll be notified of new episodes. I'm Josh Cobb. Now go out and grow your business.